Welcome back to Insights for Health. If you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Ellie Klein. Before the break, we talked about how to optimize our immune system through nutrition and the management of stress, which puts a large load on the immune system. And Doctor, the product that you formulated is called Roziva Immune. The main ingredient in there is Rhodiola rosea. Can you tell us the benefits of that plant?
Yes, Rhodiola rosea is particularly suitable for wintertime stress, I should say. There are different medicinal plants, but what's unique about this one is that it is a short shrub that grows in cold subarctic elevated areas. The type of environment where the winters indeed are very long, very cold and dark, the compounds that are made in its root that help the plant survive that type of environment, that help the plant overcome the stress of that environment, are plant hormones that help us overcome stress, that help lower the stress hormone cortisol and alleviate its pressures on our body, on our systems. These plant hormones mimic the effect of our hormones of vitality and wellness and health. So hormones such as pregnenolone and progesterone, testosterone and DHEA. It can be used to alleviate different types of stressors and its different effects, both on the mind and the body. It's great for increasing energy. It's great for improving mood as well. And overall, just lessens the way stress is perceived by the individual.
There's another element as well, reishi mushroom. And what I find interesting is both of these grow in very difficult environments. And they have this ability to survive those environments and thrive and be very healthy and provide us with those benefits.
That's right. So yeah, Rhodiola rosea and reishi mushroom, both of them actually grow in Canada. Rhodiola is native perhaps more to the east and west coast to some extent, and reishi more inland. And of course, we're cultivating now Rhodiola rosea in Alberta, which is quite unique. But reishi as well. Reishi is a wonderful, it's a mushroom that can grow to a very large size if you leave it alone. Can get very hardy, and it is a potent immune system regulator. It strengthens different aspects of the immune system, can help us produce adequate amounts of the right white blood cells, whether lymphocytes or other types, T lymphocytes, B lymphocytes, or other types of white blood cells. And when our immune system is out of balance and overdrive, it can actually bring it back to balance. So a wonderful immune system regulator indeed.
Would that be a good supplement for someone with autoimmune disease?
Yes, potentially. Yeah, absolutely. There is some research that suggests that there's some potential for reishi even in addressing different aspects of cancer.
Right, being an immunomodulator.
Yes.
Now, astragalus is another element in your formulation.
Yes, astragalus is a plant that has commonly been used for centuries in the East in traditional Chinese medicine, and has become more prominent in the West in recent decades. And it often features in immune support formulas, herbal immune support formulas. And its major benefits and properties really relate to its anti-inflammatory effect, which is really important. You know, the effects of the way we experience respiratory infections through fever and swelling in the mucous membranes and the nasal cavities, and all that. This is all due to inflammation. This is the effect of the infection. And so it has anti-inflammatory properties, and overall also it has metabolism boosting properties. It helps optimize the energy resources of our bodies so that we can use that energy efficiently to improve various aspects of our health. It has a particular affinity to the cardiovascular system, but also to the immune system. So it strengthens the immune system.
So an anti-inflammatory, so anyone with that comorbidity or that other disease that they're battling, this would be a good supplement for that as well, wouldn't it?
potentially when, especially with things like heart disease and diabetes.
Because those are high inflammatory morbidities.
That's right. Yeah. Particularly heart disease, yes.
Let's take a step backwards. You talked about cortisol as being a stress hormone. Can you expand on that, what cortisol is, what it's doing?
So, in the short run, what cortisol attempts to do is to help us survive through periods of stress. So, that may divert our resources, the ability to produce energy, the delivery of blood and nutrients, nourishment, all that, it tries to intensify it and optimize it to help us deal with the stressor, whatever that stressor is, in a more constructive way. But as the stressor persists and as our resources aren't sufficient to address the stressor, again, we talked about different types of stressors, now cortisol turns into more of a nuisance rather than a helper hormone. And it can result in different side effects, in different repercussions. It can actually promote insulin resistance and diabetes. It can actually promote obesity. It can actually promote the suppression of the immune system and decrease our mood and promote depression and anxiety. It's really important to try to counteract the long-term effects of cortisol.
Another ingredient in your formulation is called Heal-All. Can you tell us what Heal-All is?
Heal All is, in a way, perhaps the secret weapon, so to speak, in this formula. It's not very well known, unfortunately, although it grows everywhere. It grows everywhere in temperate climates all over the world, including in our backyards. It belongs to the mint family, and in July it flowers, has these purple flowers, and it has just amazing immune support properties of all sorts. For example, it's been shown to have antiviral properties against viruses such as influenza A, which causes the flu, such as herpes simplex virus, which causes cold sores. And last year, it was actually also shown to help neutralize SARS-CoV-2. It has antibacterial properties against various harmful bacteria, such as even tuberculosis bacteria, pneumococcus bacteria, which can cause pneumonia, and a variety of other pathogenic or harmful bacteria. It also has regenerative properties, antioxidant properties. It helps spare something called glutathione. Glutathione is an important compound in the body that helps us get rid of toxins and helps neutralize free radicals which are produced from bad foods and smoking, and free radicals that are formed by the bacteria and viruses themselves, and by the white blood cells that respond and try to kill these viruses and bacteria. It helps us to preserve that glutathione. And it also has anti-inflammatory properties, particularly directed at what are known as endotoxin. And endotoxin are the byproducts that are produced by respiratory bacteria, which causes the swellings in the mucous membranes and the fever and the discomfort. Moreover, it also has anti-clotting properties, and that's very much relevant to the respiratory issue that we're dealing with currently, and perhaps even to the remedy that has been pushed on society, the injections, which can potentially cause clotting. So both the virus and these injections can cause clotting. Both Heal-All and Astragalus have these anti-clotting properties.
So anyone that's had the shot and they have any sort of concern about clotting, thrombosis, etc.
I got to state and let people know that I'm not treating through this form, but certainly all these things that we're talking about have been revealed in various studies.
The formulation also contains certain vitamins and minerals.
In fact, there've been so much research on vitamin D3 in the context of the flu, in the context of different respiratory infections, and even COVID. I would suggest that people talk to the doctors about checking their vitamin D levels. And the range is quite wide. It's between 75 to 220 nanomoles per liter. But it's been found that at 130 nanomoles per liter, this vitamin, this sunshine vitamin, you know, we don't get it to the same extent that we do get it in the summer months when we're exposed to the sun, and the sun enables its production in our skin. So at 130 nanomoles per liter, it almost eliminates any complications from respiratory infections. It reduces the incidence of hospitalizations and complications of respiratory infections in general.
A couple other elements, zinc and selenium. Can you tell us the benefits for the immune system with those?
Certainly. Zinc basically helps prevent the replication of viruses, helps prevent them from getting into our cells through different mechanisms. And selenium is another potent antioxidant and also supports our thyroid function, which lends, you know, it stimulates the energy production in our body to begin with. So those are very important. And of course, there's some vitamin C and vitamin A in that formula as well. And they also have their own immune support properties as well.
Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on Insights for Health. Thank you for joining us today.
It is my pleasure.
All right. Any final thoughts, doctor?
That particular formula, I'd like to share that when something is formulated, when different ingredients are put together, you don't always know exactly how it's going to work out in the real world. And I have to say that in the short time that it's been out there, I've gotten some very, very interesting feedback about very quick recovery from things like chronic cough and chronic fever and tough to deal with recurring cold sore situations. So I know you guys carry it, and I think that your listeners, customers may find it beneficial.
Well, again, thank you, doctor, for joining us on Insights for Health.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.